Gee, God is so generous. He gives such good gifts in abundance. He withholds no good thing. He just keeps giving and giving and giving. Last 2 weeks, we've heard how he gives us spiritual gifts, and John brought us some beautiful messages on that. Thank you, John. And today I want us to continue thinking about all the good gifts that God gives us, namely his word, his name, and his blood. Today we're focusing on his gift of his word, which is everything. I love it, do you? The word of God is just amazing and rich. It's the greatest treasure in the whole world. And it's another Colin Buchanan song. The greatest treasure in the whole wide world is peace with God, it says. But the scriptures are amazing. I remember when I first became a Christian, friends of mine invited me out to go go-karting, and I said, no, I just want to stay home and read the word. I just couldn't get enough of learning more and more about God and what he says to us. I just wanted to spend so much time reading it. And I've continued to love spending a long time in the word. When I was an at-home mother, I loved spending long periods of time just sitting and soaking in the word and reflecting on it and learning more and more about God. And I must say, I still love the word, but I don't spend that long each morning in the word. I just, you know, in the busyness and work, it's hard to give that much time. But you can get just as much from one or two sentences of scripture as you can from reading a whole big chunk, and probably sometimes more because it sticks. I don't know if you've ever tried to read the whole Bible in a year, and in the end, the eyes just glaze over. You think, oh, that was boring. I don't know what that said. Have you ever read the Bible in a year? Nowhere in the Bible does it say you have to read the Bible in a year, or even right through from start to finish. But it is worth getting an overall picture, just for the big picture. But I think God speaks to us in the details, in the smaller chunks, where you can really take it in, soak it in, and live it out. His word is a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. It's like a manual for life. Now, if you're like me, I never read any manuals unless I absolutely have to. I probably haven't really ever read a whole manual apart from the Bible for anything. Although I am starting to read the manual for my new car, which I picked up on Monday. I don't quite know what the car's doing half the time, so it beeps at me. It pretty much talks to me just about. So it, I'm learning to drive a 6-speed manual again. So it's been interesting. So I am going to read most of the car manual, or at least the relevant bits. But the Bible is like that. You know, if we want to live life the way God intended it, he made us. It's like a manual for life, how to live your best life, how to live victoriously, how to, you know, navigate the systems of life and come out on top and not break anything in the process. It's a great manual for life that we need to be reading and soaking in. We need to really believe it too, not just read it. So read the word, read it, we need to believe it, because that's where it takes effect in our lives. You know, faith comes from hearing the word. And once we you know, read the word and believe the word, we have to live it out. But this faith comes from hearing the word. Jesus said, you know, when the seed was sown by a farmer, some landed on rocky ground. It didn't take root. Birds came and just ate it and took the word away. The seed was the word of God. Some fell on shallow soil, and the roots only went down a little way. And so when the heat and the storms came, that seed just, you know, it didn't continue. It died off. And then some seeds landed on fertile ground, and the roots went deep into the ground and grew and became a harvest 100 times as much. And of course, these seeds are the word of God. We need to allow the word of God to go deep into our soul, into our very being, and take root so that we can live it out and live an abundant life. And he does that. That word transforms us. We're renewed by the transformation of our mind. And how are we transformed in our mind? By the word of God, learning what God wants us to be doing, how to live his ways. We're changed from the inside out. First of all, we receive our salvation through the word, hearing the word, and then we receive our transformation through the reading of the word. Let me read to you from James chapter 1. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word, so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do as it says is like someone who looks at their face in a mirror, but as soon as they look away, they forget what they look like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in all that they do. It's a life manual. We look into the Word of God, we let it live within us, we dwell on it, we keep it in us, and it comes out at the right time. I don't know if you've ever used scriptures, like if God just gives you the right words at the right time that you need to hear, that's how he speaks. If you know the word well enough, you'll hear scripture when you need it the most. I remember when I was quitting smoking many, many years ago, and I was really meditating on that scripture: with every temptation, God provides a way of escape. And we just need to look for it. So no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. But with every temptation, God will provide a way of escape so that you may endure it. You don't have to give in to the temptation. Every time I was tempted to smoke, if I was hanging around with smokers or different friends, I would look for that way of escape that God promised. It's a promise. He says, oh, God will provide a way of escape. You just have to look for it. That's our responsibility. And he did every time. Huh? Smoke free. Yay. A little quit smoking plug for anyone who smokes. So we read the word, we believe the word, we live the word, we live it out. Because that's where the life-changing stuff happens. You know, it's life-transforming, the word of God. Even through the scriptures, God calls into being what is not yet. He says he can put flesh on dry bones. He can make things live again. His word is so powerful. And so it's worth reading, it's worth applying, and it's worth speaking out. You know, God's word is so powerful, and so is ours. Proverbs says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And Jesus said that if you call your brother or sister a fool, you are in trouble of going to hell. Do you know why he said that? Because words are powerful. And if you put your brother or your sister down, or you say you'll never amount to much or you're good for nothing, that can deeply affect their lives. I think my ex-husband had his father tell him at a young age that he'll never amount to much. Do you know how that played out in his life? Words are powerful. They can push down, or they can build up and provide what is needed. And that's what God's word does. And so if we have God's word living in us and we believe it and we're living it out, we can speak it out too. We can speak it out over our own lives, and we can speak it out over others' lives and bring life and health and healing and restoration and everything that we need. God's words are the truth. You know, the devil will say to you, you're no good. He'll say, I hate you. He'll say, you know, he'll just fill you full of lies that you're a failure or that you can't do anything good. But God says, he says he loves you. He's called you. He's redeemed you. He has good plans for you. You have a hope and a future. God has good words to speak into our lives and over our lives and over our friends' lives and our families' lives. And we need to be speaking God's word out too, because we are his representatives on the earth. So read the word, believe the word, live the word, and speak the word. The word is a two-edged sword. It doesn't just enable us to live out the good, it actually helps us cut off the bad as well. It'll actually refine us. It'll tell us where we're going wrong, like in that car manual. The life manual tells us where we're going wrong, so we can stop doing that and live life the way that God always planned it to be. Live life to the full, the abundant life. You know, it's amazing to turn away from sin with the word as well. Remember when Jesus was in the desert, was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil thought that would be a very opportune time to come alongside him and get him to turn away from God or just go his own way. And Jesus rebuked him with scripture, the word of God. He didn't have to like fight any other way, just declare the word of God for those situations. So when the devil wanted him to, you know, provide for his own food, he says, man shall not live just by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And he said, the scriptures say, don't put God to a foolish test. And he said, worship the Lord your God only. And with those very words, he defeated his enemy. So friends, like Ephesians taught us, we need to put on the whole armour of God and take up our sword, which is the word of God, to defeat any enemy that comes against us and live that victorious life. So I don't know what battles you're facing at the moment. I don't know, you know, what scriptures you need to hear, but God does. And so I just encourage you, as you read the word of God, soak it in, let God speak to you, and he will recall those words, those verses to you just at the most opportune time, whether you're fighting the evil one or you just need a word of encouragement or some reassurance at some point. Now, I know I'm talking to the saints and you've all been doing this for a really, really long time, but I just want to remind you today, because we don't want to take the word for granted. It's one of God's greatest gifts for us, and there is always something new in there. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So friends, read it, believe it, live it, speak it, enjoy it. I should have put on the end. It's the most amazing gift that we have to help us live life to the full. Let me pray. Almighty God, we love you and we love your word. We're so glad that we get to learn more about you from your word, that you teach us, you grow us, you change us, you deliver us. You have good plans for us, and we thank you so much for speaking into our lives, for redeeming us by your word, by giving us faith in Jesus Christ, the word made flesh. Continue to have your way in us today and always. In Jesus' name, amen.